Where there's a why, there's a way. Where there's a why, there's a way. I know you've heard the saying before, where there's a will, there's a way. But earlier this week, as I was starting to put together the puzzle pieces to make everything work out in my favor, make things work out in a way that was best for Emily, I was reminded of the importance of my why. You're listening to 5 Minute Friday. You're listening to Hurdle. And I'm talking about the puzzle pieces being the training that I want to get done in between long days, long hours, trips, time zones, you name it. If you're listening to this in real time, I'm likely in the middle of a 17 or 18 mile long run that I decided needed to happen on the Friday before I took 2 back-to-back trips. Usually I do something like this on Saturday or Sunday mornings, but being that I am set to be out of my element and that I had other work that needed to also get done of an equal priority, that meant rearranging my schedule and doing something a little less than desirable in favor of an ultimate goal. And I'm telling you about my choice to do a run at 5:30 in the morning on Friday before an 11 a.m. flight because that's what happens when you have a strong why. We are now into February. We're far past that day. I think it's January 11th that is Quitter's Day. And one of the biggest errors I hear from people when they talk to me about the goals that they want to set is that they are setting a goal based off of seeing something on social media or because they feel like they should. In other words, they don't have a strong why for the goal that they are setting forward. For instance, you see someone doing the 75 hard program on Instagram and it looks jazzy and exciting and they suddenly have a six-pack abs that they thought were never possible. Yeah, like, yes, perhaps six-pack abs are enticing. But if you have no interest in the journey that is the 75 hard, if that whole process isn't actually something that fits your interests or your lifestyle, and you don't have a strong why connected to executing it, then it will be miserable for you, period. Whereas if you have a strong why, making choices that might otherwise seem difficult are going to feel a little more doable. This run doesn't exactly excite me. But I know that it's something that I want to do. And so I make the time for it. So I'm okay with the opportunity cost, knowing that it is getting me closer to my ultimate goal. Where there's a why, there's a way. So my prompt for you this week, what are you after and what's your why? What is one goal, one habit, one thing that you want to do in your day-to-day or this week, this month, this year, and what is your why for it? And now, a listener question.
Hey, Emily. I've noticed how zoned in you are on your morning routine. I've actually really tried to emulate it this year specifically, and it has me so tuned in to how I start the rest of my day. It had me wondering, do you have a bedtime routine? Is there anything that you do at night? I'd be so interested in it. Love your show. Thank you so much.
I am so flattered to hear that my morning routine is inspiring you to adapt and adopt one that works for you. So that's excellent. And when it comes to my nighttime routine, I would be remiss if I tried to insinuate that it is anywhere near as dialed in as the one that I execute in the morning. But roughly, this is how it goes down. If I'm spending the evening at home, about an hour before I want to go to bed, I start to wind down. So for me, that means washing my face and doing my skincare. And then I usually come back into the living room where I spend another 40, 30-ish minutes just laying low. Maybe that's reading a book. That could be watching TV. I've yet to adopt a habit where I completely nix certain types of light from my vicinity before I crash. And only because I haven't seen that it drastically impacts the way that I fall asleep at night. So I am the type of human that can get right into bed and within about 5 to 7 minutes, I'm asleep. I'm a fast sleeper. if it's not the same for you, then you may want to think about what you're exposing yourself to in the time period leading up to when you get into bed. But I'll watch something on the couch for a little bit. I'll likely eat a small piece of dark chocolate. I'll brush my teeth. I'll then go put my phone on its own little bed, aka one of those current phone charging pads. I cannot reach that pad from my bedside. And then I get into bed. And that's literally it. My nighttime routine is super simple. It's worth highlighting that I go to bed quite early most nights by 9 p.m., which is why I'm able to get up so early naturally. And of note, I am always on the hunt for listener questions and I want to answer yours. So please send us a voice recording over email at hello@hurdle.us with your question in hopes to be featured in an upcoming episode of 5 Minute Friday. Also, you can leave a voice message in the link that's in the show notes. Make sure you're following along over on social. It's at Hurdle Podcast. I am over at Emily Abadi. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.